Hey guys, Allie Clifton from the Road Trippin' Podcast here. I think you guys have all figured out by now that getting used to my lifestyle and livelihood since moving to LA in 2018. It's been a process, yet a very important one for me. So if you're like me and want a change of pace and are ready to take the next step, the nerds at NerdWallet are here to help you make your dreams a reality. NerdWallet's team of nerds research hundreds of the top credit cards, mortgages, and more so you can easily compare and find what's right for you. Maybe you're looking for a change of pace, a home big enough for you and your family to grow with a basketball hoop up front so you can practice your three-point shot. NerdWallet can help you compare and find the smartest mortgage rate to get some room for you, your family, and your hoop dreams. Ready to compare your way there? Take the first step by discovering the smartest credit cards, mortgages, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NMLS 1617539.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
I get excited when I get to go to the coast or maybe wine tasting. This motherfucker's like, anybody gonna be in the Maldives next week? Bitch, no we're not. We ain't got budgets like that.
Welcome to another edition of Road Trippin'. We continue to talk all things NBA playoffs and some off-the-court stories that have caught our eye this week. You guys, besides your athletic greens, what the hell did you eat today? What'd y'all drink today?
Oh, I've been drinking since I got off work.
Oh, I had a couple ciders.
Yeah. I had two White Claws while I was getting ready for this.
That's probably why your computer didn't work. Thanks.
No, that's not it.
White Clizzies.
I FaceTime for a reason.
Having said that, Channing, Richard got off his hot take. I hope you feel better, by the way.
I had to get that off my chest.
What are Teaching you moment. Seeing in the playoffs right now?
I'm actually, I would say Boston last game was extremely impressive. And I thought, like, I think you're starting to see, like, Boston, like Robert Williams and their defense is different, right? And even Al Horford
Al Horford's
stepping
balling.
Up. Everyone's like, oh, why,
Al Horford's
why would
you? Balling.
Balling. But I'm saying, remember, like, Al Horford went to Philly, said, this is trash. Hey, I hate these fans. He went back to Boston, said, we need Daniel Tice and Al Horford, and we're going to be great.
They brought those boys back. They fit the locker room.
They brought them back, and the team just clicked. Yeah, the team just clicked, right? And for them, Giannis is an immovable object, and he was on a struggle bus last game. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen two games in a row, but to put him on the struggle bus after game one shows – they got levels. And so I love when teams are challenging other teams, right? Because obviously the Bucks are the team that's picked to come out the East. And they're like, uh-oh, we got to take it to another level where Boston's like, you know, obviously I watch a lot of anime and, you know, cartoons. It's just like you don't know which guy is going to win because each one is like leveling up. And so I'm pretty interested to see who levels up for Milwaukee. Right, who's that next guy instead of Chris Middleton? Does Drew Holiday have a burst? Give me a game, Drew Holiday. Give me a game where you get 30. Give me a game where you like lock Jason Tatum down. Right, like DeAndre Ayton's doing it. DeAndre Ayton's
but it's tough because you have your whole squad there, right? In Phoenix, what were you saying, Allie?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Jeez. Oh, hey, 50,000 fine. 50,000.
Flick the finger.
No, it's tough, man. Yeah.
50,000. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Take no, that Boston, back. Man. But Boston shot the ball so well. That was the only thing for Milwaukee is that Boston shot the ball so well. And I don't know if anybody – I think Boston – Boston
Milwaukee
is,
gives up the most threes.
Yeah, but
in
Boston
NBA,
is – Boston is the better team if there is no Chris Middleton. Right? I think if Milwaukee – they are. Without Chris Middleton, I think – that doesn't mean that – because my thing, if Milwaukee beat the Boston Celtics in six – and they didn't have Chris Middleton, you would be like, damn, Boston, like, y'all, imagine if they had Chris Middleton, they might have swept y'all, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like that, but so, sure, so yeah, yeah. If you take, okay, yeah, if you take him all out the mix, and let's say this goes six or seven, and the Bucks lose, and you're like, damn, Chris Middleton could have been the difference maker. So I just think that Boston's a better team without him. They don't want to let this slide, because look at what Brooklyn did. Look at how Boston treated Brooklyn. Right, and so then you look at Milwaukee and be like,
"Oh, they put the baby,
yeah."
The
and then you look at Milwaukee and you be like, "Oh, they different than Brooklyn. These boys built different than Brooklyn. They'll go take it from you. You know what I'm saying? They ain't asking.
Yeah. They're gonna snatch it from
you." I sent a text message to you guys, and I said, "Why is everyone such a prisoner of the moment when it comes to these games?"
Yeah, I'm not big on the first round. The first round, I don't get all.
Because this is our job. That's your reaction to that, Channing.
Get him,
really?
Allie. Get him, Allie.
That's your reaction.
Get him, Allie.
Yeah. It's my reaction. I want to be a prisoner of the moment. I'm trying to stay present. For somebody who does as much yoga, we need to stay present.
This guy's having a full moment. I just
you need to get your sound right.
What? You just pulled out the one yoga random in-depth thing out your
first of
ass.
All, it's not a sound
out
bowl
your
either.
Ass.
It's a sound
it's a sound bath,
bath
weirdo.
Sound bath.
Oh, jeez. You're amazing.
Boston Celtics.
Yeah, we were ready Milwaukee. To like say that Milwaukee was about to sweep them, and now Boston responds the way they do in game two. And it's
I
like,
never said
who
that.
Said
someone,
that? Who said
I,
that?
Okay.
Nobody
T.O.,
said that.
Relax.
Big dummies.
When I sent you all a text
the same
last
people,
night,
the same people that said Dylan said Brooks wasn't that wasn't that bad. The same people that said Boston buttons.
I just
Charles. Wait, did Charles say that? Did Charles say that? Did Charles? I feel like Charles might have said that. I think they might sweep them, but that they might sweep them. But
no,
Charles, like,
I think it was Magic. I think it was Magic Johnson. I think it might have been Magic.
Okay, we can't listen. Magic's going through a time with the movie,
winning
with
time.
The show
but my
out,
point
so
is,
gonna leave him alone.
Magic that is not the only individual. I think you just watch and you see the ones.
A lot
that,
of people get
in, like the moment and stuff like that. Yeah. So my whole point of saying that was just like it made me think of it, Channing, when you were like, now I want to see who has that next gear for Milwaukee. And it's kind of the same conversation I had with you, Richard, when I was like, I'm not ready to like move Dallas to the side just yet. I do understand who they're playing in terms of Phoenix, but I think that there are some things that could maybe change starting in game two, the way in which Dallas plays, and I'm not ready to write them off.
Yeah. Well, Dallas, they don't have enough talent. Like Dallas doesn't have enough talent. I'm sorry. Like, Dallas doesn't, and this is not. They're good.
No, Utah was ready to
good.
Go.
Like Phoenix is the best team in basketball.
In
like,
right
I think
now.
They are the most complete that team in basketball. There is they have no deficiencies. Even as a team, there isn't like make one do this, make the others beat you. Those others, like you, oh, we're going to take away Devin Booker and make the others beat you. Well, Chris Paul go 14 for 14. Cam Johnson, like all like Mikal Bridges, DeAndre Ayton, like there is no there. They have no deficiencies. Now they still have to
can
play
it become
well.
A competitive series.
Oh, make them shoot threes.
Yeah.
Oh, they got
yeah.
Ratchets.
They can if
can
people
it become
show
a competitive
up.
Series.
Yeah, Spencer Dinwiddie. Those guys are going to have to
no.
go. I'm saying they're going to have to start going for 20, close to 20.
So.
They're going to have to shoot, you know, 40% from three. They're going to have to be impactful guys like they were in the last series. You can't have Spencer Dinwiddie and Brunson.
And Price
what I'm saying is how Phoenix defends. Here's why I say no. Luka has to work so hard to get the right. Who is he really going at? Right. Oh, let me go at Mikal Bridges. Nope, solid. Let me go at Chris Paul. Nope, solid. Let me go at big Jay Crowder. Nope, solid. DeAndre Ayton, solid. Right. Everybody they bring in is either lengthy, long, athletic. Then you say, who wins their matchup for the other guy? But Dallas doesn't operate like that. Dallas operates on Luka cooking. You have to help double team to stop him. Where Phoenix goes, if he got a score over Mikal Bridges or Jay Crowder or Cam Johnson or whoever else is on him, we're going to win the game because he has to take 30 shots to get 30 points. While us, DeAndre Ayton has an advantage, Mikal Bridges has an advantage, and we have the best point guard in the game. And Luka can't do both. He can't be an elite defender and shoot the ball 30 times versus a top five defense in the NBA. So what I'm saying is Spencer is solid and is a good player, but he has no advantage versus anyone on the Suns where they're like, uh-oh, let's watch out for Spencer versus Mikal.
Yeah, who you bring up in a pick and roll? Who do you switch with? This is no different than when you saw Trae Young. When you saw Trae Young going down the line from, I don't remember who it was. It was like Jimmy, but from PJ Tucker to Jimmy Butler to Bam Adebayo, and you're like, Well, damn. Like, what you want me to do?
Damn.
Right?
Let's go there.
Yeah. Let's go there next.
Miami? Oh, this is a wrap. This is a wrap.
Oh, Lord.
A wrap?
I just don't want to work. Philly, look, you
Philly don't want to work.
Like, missing your MVP, missing, like, the guy that had probably the either the best or second best, depending on how you want to view it, season in the NBA. And James Harden, say what we want about, like, blah, blah, blah. James Harden knows we act like athletes tune out the noise, yes, but he ain't tuning out his own performance. Like, that's, like, athletes can never listen to a word anybody says. He hasn't scored 25 or more in 11 straight games. This is a guy that 4 seasons ago averaged 36.
He doesn't even shoot over 20 shots a game.
3 seasons ago, averaged 34. And he hasn't scored 25 points in 11 straight games. He's fully aware. He's not oblivious. So, like, when we're just kind of saying, like, hey, blah, 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 like, they know they don't have enough. He's going to have to score 35 a night, which we know he can do. That's why people are expecting the Houston James Harden if they're going to have a chance. We know he can score. We know that he's a person that is capable or has proven capable of it. But nothing in the past, like, 8-9 months has shown us that he's going to do that. So why am I going to think he's going to do it against the best team? Definitely not consistently enough to win the series. Maybe a night he might have a flashback, but, you know.
What? No, because
one game,
his team needs a point guard. Now, here's the – even if he has one game, the way he plays basketball – and dominates the basketball to get his points, Miami is okay with, right? Because he has to work so hard. Here's the difference. The Miami Heat are mentally and physically ready to go 12 rounds. The Philadelphia 76ers are not physically and mentally ready to work on every single. They're used to being spoon-fed a lot. James Harden used to having a mismatch, blah, 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 blah. Now everyone stands. Tobias gets us shots. Maxey gets us shots. And then James Harden goes, oh shit, I'm not in condition to do this for 4 quarters because I'm used to diverting everyone. Why do you think he looks to pat, pow, pow, pow all over? Mm-hmm. You're not Chris Paul, but he is now. He doesn't have the stamina to shoot 25 shots versus an elite team like he used to. It's hard. He just, we're not saying he's not.
Russell Westbrook, we saw struggle this year.
He is a great player.
We've seen guys have a steady
decline. It happens to everyone. His just went, poo, and you can't. Here's what's wild to me that nobody pays attention to. You cannot be asked to be more aggressive publicly on two different teams from two different MVP caliber players and coaches who have won things and done things, and you don't change a bit. You may give a 20-point game, but as Richard said, no 25-point game. Why? You don't have the conditioning or the stamina, or it's just not in your bones anymore.
What?
He is a very good starter in NBA. He is not Houston James Harden by any stretch of the imagination.
He is still a great player. No one's saying that. But, like, he's aware. He knows he can't do this currently right now. This isn't some shooting Maxie. Slump or just an off night. No, but now understand 36 points a game is kind of like, you know what that's like in my opinion? That's like whenever a running back runs for 2,000 yards, it feels like he just took so much out of his body. Right, he took so much out of his body doing that that like he doesn't have this like prolonged career. You often start to see a dip after they hit that 2,000 yards, and then next thing you know, like 2-3 years, like he went up to a peak that not many humans could do. 36 points a game is absurd, and so like maybe he's just exhausted and tired. I don't know.
Dude, he was burning
I
the
try
candle.
Not to
no
bring
one
that up.
Known
I try
other
not
maybe
to bring
one
that
or two
burning.
Elite
I know.
Players. But it's true. You cannot be that good for that long and burn the candle on both ends. And then he tells the story, and you're like, oh, you know, I stayed up all night because I was in the studio. That's fine. You made that decision. But let's be real. You made that decision a lot.
There are rumors that he makes that decision a lot. Because this is my thing, Channing.
There's video.
I know,
of
but what I'm saying, though, Channing, is first of all, we're gonna be honest with our people here. We've all been out till 3 a.m. night before a game. We've all been out 2 a.m. night before the game. We've all like been on like a 3-day LA Miami bender in the middle of a season because the season is 6 months long and you need it. I'm going to be 100% honest with you.
Totally.
Season's so long. Yeah, your injuries, your guys are banged. Like, just so much stuff. You need that. It's
sometimes
team,
you got to feel swaggy
bonding.
In the club.
It's a part of it. You spend more time with these guys than you do your own family. Like, that's just the reality of it. And so, like, you need it. So, that's why I try not to criticize them. But there are rumors, because I never played with them, there are rumors that, like, for instance, Channing, before you played with JR, you didn't realize he never drank Hennessy. And his nickname was Hen Dog, right? The Henny King and all these, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying that was like his nickname. And you're like, it's funny because he doesn't even drink Hennessy. But it's like, you used to ask me, what's JR Smith funny. Like? You were always so fascinated by it. And I'm like, oh, Channing, you would love him. We didn't know that you were going to get true. But you were like, but you're always
so curious.
He seemed
like a cool cat. Everybody I knew from New York, you know, I got word on the street that Jared's a cool cat. I'm like, hey, what is he like?
And this is before you got traded. Because you were like, yo, what's it like playing with JR? Because JR had a bit of a reputation as a goofball and all these things. Because you were curious. Then all of a sudden, you get on the same team with him. JR is one of your favorite teammates of all time. Because he's a great dude. He just acts like a goofball sometimes.
For sure.
You know, when people start saying that, like, oh, James Harden parties, I'm like, bro, yes, I know that can take a toll, but like, if I don't see it, I don't really.
We can't compare.
That's just me.
Here's what I'll say.
You know,
I will say this, Richard. I do know JR and Richard and Channing partying and lighting the candle
36
both ends is different than an MVP caliber player. 6 points a night lighting it on both ends, because, and here's what I'll say, it's not right or wrong, but what I have
gaining
seen
weight
in
and
my
losing
many
weight
years of playing basketball
gaining weight and losing
burns,
weight that takes a lot of toll out of your body,
and then needing that usage rate, he left the Nets. And you saw him,
he was trying to
stairs,
drop the weight, he's trying to drop
like,
the weight, trying
now.
To get elite,
you're a
but that
starting
if
point
you're
guard.
You're exhausting. But I'm saying you're exhausting yourself trying
point,
to do it.
Channing, you're not out here like criticizing James Harden for his off. Your point is to when you're that kind of player, you're held to that kind of standard, and when these things are out there and there are images and there are videos, etc., it's all a part of what is going to be discussed and talked about when the results aren't showing up
absolutely.
As expected.
Yeah.
With that said, take a shot
when needed. Now,
feel free. Ooh. Shout out JR. Let's take a quick time out because we have a few great products that we want to tell you about this week. Hey everyone, it's Allie for NerdWallet again. You still dream about a home with a driveway hoop? Well, what if we told you NerdWallet can help you take the first step to make those dreams a reality? NerdWallet's team of nerds research hundreds of the top credit cards, mortgages, and more, so you can easily compare and find what's right for you. And since you're getting a front yard hoop, let's make that backyard perfect for barbecues and NBA watch parties. NerdWallet can help you find a low mortgage rate so you can find the right place with lots of space in both yards. Ready to compare your way there? Take the first step by discovering the smartest credit cards, mortgages, prizes, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NMLS 1617539. All right, Road Trippers, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Our entire crew loves it, and we know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA prop game across the market. They offer more NBA props than any other DFS operator, and they offer every player and stat category you can think of. Want to get in the game now? There's no better time with the NBA playoffs now underway. All new users that make their first deposit and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN' will receive an instant 100% deposit match up to $100. All you have to do is pick 2 to 5 players and select an over-under on their daily projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks even allows mixed sport entries. Use the award-winning Prize Picks app either on the App Store or Google Play today. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Make this year's NBA playoffs a little more exciting and enjoy a special bonus offer on us. Check out prizepicks.com and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN' or go to your app store and download the app today. Remember, Road Trippers, Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. All right, well, before we dive into all the NBA chatter, I will say after that dinner, Channing, I needed my athletic greens. I don't know about you guys.
I need more.
I was looking forward to that.
I need more.
We're getting more. You're welcome.
Are we? Oh, yeah, thank you. I was about to say. More. I was like, I'm down to the packets. I'm sorry, Allie. I'm sorry.
I'm done with it.
I went through the whole thing, and then I got. I was like, well, I have the boxes, right? So I was like, hey, Allie, like, where are we at with more? Like, and I'm down to literally. I took my last packet today.
Can I tell you, along with all the 75 vitamins and minerals, the way in which it makes you feel, the energy, the clarity, etc. When I did go to Coachella, the packets and the versatility to be able to travel and not have to carry the canister and use the scoop, dope. So, and I know you guys love it too.
Dope.
We're excited about our next shipment. We want to get you guys involved. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a 1 free supply of immune-supportive vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Travel packs, we just talked about it. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin', take ownership over your health, and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, go to athleticgreensfam.com/roadtrippin' and get started today.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Two-part question to this before we wrap this part up on Miami and Philly. One, in NBA circles, how much credit when it comes to Miami does Spo and Pat Riley receive from, like, player circles? And two, how much does Doc Rivers weigh into, not necessarily James Harden, but when you look at this series and obviously the narrative out there that he's kind of being ran circles around when it comes to the coaching side of it?
Not in this series. He's not getting run coaching. Not in this series. Because one,
not, I'm sorry, yes, you're right.
No, correct. No, I said
the narrative in which he addressed.
Okay. As far as addressing it, I get it because I remember his team that shouldn't have been up. You know what people don't talk about? What T-Mac famously said? Do you know what he said, Allie? When T-Mac and Doc Rivers were up 3-1, right?
Yes.
You remember what did he say? Mm-hmm. T-Mac goes on the podium. On the podium, he goes, man, it's going to be really good to get to the second, feel good to get to the second round. He said this.
Yeah, so that's
what I'm saying. But for people that might not know. And then they proceeded to lose three games in a row. But they were the number one, they were losing to the number one seed that turned up the heat. If the Phoenix Suns got down randomly 3-1 because of some two crazy performances by the Pelicans, and they were down 3-1, and then next thing you know, the Phoenix Suns turned it up, it wouldn't be that surprising, especially because the Detroit Pistons won. So he's like, yo, some of these, like, it just, look, it's just unlucky and, like, bad matchups. Like, one of these, it hurt. In the bubble, like, he was like, one of these, that was the one. But, like, he didn't, that wasn't his fault. Paul George shot it off the side of the backboard, and that Kawhi Leonard, one of the most clutch guys. These guys were these guys were leading going into the fourth quarter. Like, there's no more in-game adjustments. Channing, do you remember when the last 3 minutes of the NBA Finals, you said, fuck it, we got him here. We got him here. We, all of us, did everything that we can do. This is time for Bron. This is time for Kyrie. This is time for all you. Don't look at the $2 million guys, the minimum salary guys. You motherfuckers that's making $40 million, go get it.
This is why.
This is, like, we got you here. We're, yeah. Right. Like,
we
Channing,
served you the
shot
platter.
The
you
ball
gotta
well
eat
in
now.
Atlanta. And all, and like, Sean, get everybody adults. Had their moments to get our monsters there. And then they had to show up. And so sometimes, like, you're when for Doc Rivers, if your monsters don't show up, don't tell me about in-game adjustments when we're up by 10 going into the fourth quarter and you shoot one off the side of the backboard and Kawhi Leonard doesn't play like the two-time finals MVP in that fourth quarter. There's no more adjustments there. So, like, he's like, I'm not going to just talk shit about my players.
Dude, at that level,
in
that
situation.
Like, his
players crumbled.
Yeah, at that level, at that situation, shit moves. Again, you know, in a video game where you hit a combo where you're like, I don't even see the moves. My fingers are just moving. That's what happens in a game when you have elite players. So for reference, for us, I was looking at the court. I could almost barely follow everything that was happening because everybody was moving too fast. Andre Iguodala's Hall of Fame.
Draymond.
Steph Curry, yeah. Hall of Fame. Klay Thompson, Hall of Fame. Yeah. Draymond, Hall of Fame.
Kyrie.
LeBron, Hall of Fame. Kyrie, Hall of Fame. T. Lou will be in the Hall of Fame as a coach, and Steve Kerr will be Hall of Fame as a coach. Do you think T. Lou and Steve Kerr were calling plays?
He's like, listen,
sometimes it's part of it,
yeah.
Right? To get out of the way.
Go get it. But what are you running? Because there's no play because you don't want to fuck up and give somebody who should not get the ball.
Yeah.
Give it back. Yeah. Give it back.
But remember that 3 minute stretch where no one could score? Right? And it was just going back and forth because you're just trusting your instincts at that moment. Like, it's like, oh, transition. Okay, here, you're open. He misses it. Oh, come down then. Kyrie starts going too fast. He tries to get a layup. Like, no one had scored for all that time, mainly because it was like you're going on your instincts. And then finally, like, the block happened, and then the game slowed down, and then it became call of play time, specifically what we were looking for. But that 2 minute stretch are all instincts.
Yeah.
It's all basketball IQ. It's all kind of the things that you've been training, the triggers, the things that you should be looking for. If someone's back on a break, if Draymond starts driving into the paint, find your man. Spray out to the 3-point line because we'll live with a Draymond too. So your instincts take over, and sometimes there's nobody that scores for 2-3 minutes because it's just so chaotic. It's just moving so fast.
So you guys are kind of on the side of Doc Rivers and
yeah,
support of Rivers
like in support of like whole... he's not great in game, but all of this shit ain't his fault. He's a coach has to take the blame, but like there's a reason why that whole. And I don't like that whole pandemic P thing came out is because of the way of the performance. So is it Doc's fault? Is it is it, you know, Paul George's fault? Like, no, man, it was a shitty day, man. But you can.
There's different styles at work. And Doc is much more of a empowering a player. I know who you are. Here is your role. Grow in that. Now, T. Lou has that. A lot of that. But T. Lou, I think, has adjusted to a sense of, well, I got a couple plays and a couple things that I know I could go to that's a little more new age. But Doc is like, oh, Joel's the man, James Harden the second, and Tyrese Maxey, guess what? You got the ultimate green light. But for me, it's like, Spo goes, this is our system. You better shoot it when you're supposed to shoot it. And I don't care who's on you. This is what we do. No negotiation. I'm running my same guys. He looks down his bench for real. Like, you look at Miami, they play 9-10 guys. You look at Philly, mm-hmm. they may play 7-8. Like DeAndre Jordan's, you know, weekend at Bernie's right now. And then Ed Reed is moving a little too fast. But it's, unless you got your studs, you're not beating Miami. They know their system so well and remember, are willing
Bron said their biggest adjustment that they used to make was do it harder. That was their biggest adjustment was like, hey, the hedge, is it not working? We need to hedge harder. We need better hedges. And it was like, then they would just focus on better hedges. And eventually it would wear the other team down. And eventually it probably would wear them down too. But it was just like,
so,
yeah. They were hedging against us, against Phoenix, with the best screen and roll, the best duo, two duos of screen and roll with Amari and Steve Nash and Goron and myself. And they still hedged. In the first half, we're like, hey, we're barbecuing these motherfuckers. Next half, as soon as I caught that ball in the corner, Adonis Haslam is right here, and we tickling eyelashes. And I'm like, what do? Ooh, yeah. Get out of here. This is uncomfortable. The same with Alonzo Mourning. He was 47 years old.
The Miami Heat still doing special, what he got to do. It is awesome. Like, let me say that there's two things that I will know. Most NBA players that I've ever been around love Doc and would want to play for Doc. I would love to play for Doc. I was in the middle of a game, towards the end of my career, and Doc was offering me a coaching job. Said, hey, Rich, man, you're gonna come over here when you're gonna. And it's just like, I was super trash. He knew I was almost done.
Been trash.
Like, you gonna come over here and sit with me? And I was like, I'm just saying, that's the energy that Doc is like an ultimate NBA guy. He's that guy. So players want to play for him. So it's like he is. To Channing said, he's such an empowerer. He wants to empower his players, and players see it. Players hear the stories. Players know about that. You want to play for Doc. Sure. Now you can empower some people, and then have them not, you know, play the way they need to. They don't all fall on Doc. So I.
Oh, you could put the plug in the socket, but there may not be electricity.
So,
yo, I promise.
No, it's great. It's great perspective because obviously that was a big thing not too long ago in the social media, and Doc took a moment to kind of support himself and stand up for himself. And okay,
I'm cool
so.
With that.
I know on our side, when you're not fortunate enough to play in the NBA and get a chance to do what you guys do and see those kind of insights and et cetera. He is microphone gold for us in the business. I've always loved him from afar and respectful to me when I've been around and introduced himself and had conversations. So shout out to Doc. All right, guys, anything else that you want to get off your chest before we wrap this thing up?
No.
How about let's end the podcast with a text chain update. I haven't done that in a while.
A text chain. What was the most recent thing on the text chain?
Well, Kevin's wedding is in a month, and we still have not gotten invitations.
I don't think we're invited.
I don't think so either. And then number two.
Bron is what?
Bron
is what?
Well, I think we are.
Oh, I'm
still in the Maldives.
Bron was, they were talking about their trips, and I'm like, what the fuck? Listen, I get excited, and I'm simple. I know it. I'm weird and I'm simple. I live in Portland, Oregon. I get excited when I get to go to the coast or maybe wine tasting. This motherfucker's like, anybody going to be in the Maldives next week?
No, we're not.
We ain't going to be on no goddamn yacht.
That we're a part of that is kind of funny. And it's like, these dudes know. They're like, and this is the funny thing. Bron, you can side text Kevin this. You can just text Kevin this direct message, right? I love you, bro. But he goes like, hey, K-Love, you doing F1 in Monaco Memorial Weekend? Like, and you're just like, what? Like, what? And you mean yacht? Is that like yacht week? Is that like yacht week?
I looked at my wallet like this.
Can we Airbnb that? Like, how did, I don't,
nah,
like,
that
what,
ain't,
what
ain't,
how's
I
that work?
Got it.
Yeah, we split. Yeah, it's just
we
like,
gonna split checks. We gonna split checks.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
it's like
I got some Delta miles.
Bron's
I
like,
could
you know,
use
I don't.
I
rarely have a Memorial Day weekend off, so I just want to do something. I want to splurge a little bit.
What does a billionaire do to splurge?
I don't know.
You like, buy Twitter. You buy a country?
You buy Twitter. You buy you Twitter buy, like Elon Musk.
Oh, I'm just going to treat myself. Yeah.
Yeah. You buy.
What is
you
this?
Buy
I
Whole
like
Foods
this,
like Jeff Bezos.
Tweeting,
thing.
Like
you buy
birds.
Whole Foods.
Let me get that.
Well, yeah. Amazon did.
Did he?
Oh,
I knew right, those we almonds go. Went up. Here we and go. But
those are the best part in the text chain where he just like puts it in the text chain to us.
What do
like,
you guys hang on? What do you guys do?
We just crack jokes. We laugh. We crack jokes. We hold on. Let me see.
Laugh.
Let me see what the response was. Let me see what
like,
the responses
what the
were. Hold on. It's like Channing is just sending like memes and GIFs the whole time. Yeah. Yeah.
GIFs.
There is a yeah.
Oh, every time. Monaco's gonna be crazy. Where are you heading after that? I'm going to Burgundy for 1 to 2 days.
Yeah. That is another addition. We are done.
Text chain.
Of road tripping.
You're done.
You're done.
The text chain chronicles are great. You're done. And you're done.